Our next two contestants will play a trivia game inspired by the internet. Remember when we called it the information superhighway? And then we realized that most of the information was wrong. First up, Sierra Velarde on buzzer number one. You write newsletters for BuzzFeed. Welcome.
Hi.
Your opponent is Michael Serafino on buzzer number two. You're a painter. Welcome.
Thank you.
Remember, Sierra and Michael, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Sierra, what's the most common misconception about you?
A lot of people assume that I can speak Spanish because I'm Hispanic, but my parents unfortunately never taught me.
Yeah. So I have a very Israeli name, and anytime I meet someone from Israel, they start talking to me mm-hmm. in Hebrew, and then they are angry.
Yeah, I've
they
gotten that.
They are angry.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Michael, what's the most common misconception about you?
I come across as quite normal, but I assure you, I'm very strange.
I think there's another level of misconception. This trivia game is about the internet phenomenon called the Mandela Effect, where a group of people share a common misconception. So ring in to answer. Here we go. Some people remember the comedian Sinbad starring in a movie called Shazam, where he plays a genie who grants wishes to children. This movie does not exist, but who starred in the real 1996 movie Kazam? Sierra.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, that's right.
Many cold cut lovers, there are a lot of them, misremember the spelling of Oscar Mayer. How do you spell Mayer? Sierra.
M-A-Y-E-R.
That's right.
Yeah, most people think it's M-E-Y-E-R.
Right.
My baloney had a second name.
That's right.
M-A-Y-E-R.
That's how I remember, yeah. too, from the song.
You mean the marketing that got drilled into your
brain? I mean
the
commercial song, yeah, commercial.
Some people misremember a famous 1537 painting by Hans Holbein the Younger depicting a king with a turkey leg in his hand. Which king is actually depicted in this painting holding gloves and a scabbard? Sierra.
King George III?
Interesting guess. I'm sorry that is incorrect, but well done. Michael, can you steal? No pressure, you're just a painter. That doesn't mean you have to know everything about painting.
King George II?
Good guess. Good guess. We're actually looking for Henry VIII.
Oh.
Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Classic king. One of the best.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion on the internet about the spelling of the beloved children's book series, The Berenstain Bears. How is Berenstain spelled? Michael.
Berenstain. B-E-R-E-N-S-T-A-N-E.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Sierra, can you spell that word?
B-E-A-R-S-T-A-I-N.
I'm sorry, that is also incorrect. It's B-E-R-E-N-S-T-A-I-N. Mm. A lot of people remember it as S-T-E-I-N.
Can't spell bear in the beginning.
I know, you would think there would be a bear in there, yeah. But there isn't, no. Just a coincidence,
right,
that they
were
bears.
Bears.
Yeah,
that's what I was going with.
Yeah.
Does Curious George have a tail? Sierra.
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Michael, can you steal?
I'm just going to think this one through.
Talk it out if you need to.
Talk it out. It's confirmed he... Yes, he has a tail.
What?
No, he has no tail.
Michael, that's the craziest thing
I've
ever heard.
That's why I don't talk it out. That's why I don't talk it out.
Not sure what to do with this situation. I have to look over at the judge in a sort of rueful, confused way.
We have to take his answer.
We have to
take
his answer.
He said yes.
I'm sorry, you're both incorrect. Curious George does not have a tail.
No. But you can see how much we want him to have
really,
a tail.
Now you understand, everybody's very confused.
Because your brain's like, he's a monkey. I've known my entire life he's a monkey.
Must have a tail.
Yeah, no tail. All right, this is your last clue. What board game mascot is often misremembered as wearing a monocle? Michael.
Mr. Monopoly.
Mr. Monopoly is right. Yes. He's got a top hat, a morning suit, bow tie, a cane, no monocle. because he's rich. He's had the surgery.
He's got the LASIK.
Puzzlegirl Archung, how did our contestants do?
I guess it's hard to shake some misconceptions. Sierra, well done. You're one step closer to the final round.
Guess what? The internet's still good for something, like applying to be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org and we'll send you our quiz. Coming up, Jonathan Colton parties as hard as you can on public radio, which means he'll have a sip of wine and indulge in a gluten-free nut wafer. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.